Now, theorist Judith Wallerstein believes that young people must resolve six developmental tasks in order to get on with their own lives in a healthy fashion after divorce. And the first of those is to acknowledge the marital rupture. So ideally, after an initial regression, young people will come to grips with the fact, that the divorce is happening by the end of the first year. The second task is to disengage from the parental conflict and to resolve for themselves that they cannot save their parents or replace a divorced husband or wife. The next task is the resolution of loss. Now, in a divorce, all young people feel hurt and rejected, some more than others, depending, especially in the teen years, where they are, where their identity status is. Now, young people can carry these feelings for years, and moderating the sense of loss is the ability to share this loss. The ability to reach out to friends for social support is really important in accepting a divorce. Equally important is the way that parents approach the divorce. Warm, loving relationships maintained by both parents with their children after a divorce help to facilitate adjustment. But continued parental battles and anger just increases the adolescent stress and dysfunctional behavior. The fourth task is the resolution of anger and self-blame. Now, Wallerstein firmly believes that young people do not accept the concept of a no-fault divorce. They hold one or both parents or themselves responsible, and their anger, until they have resolved it, can be expressed internally through withdrawal or depression, or externally in seeking out behavior, in the family, at school, or the larger community. They're acting out, they're asking, they're begging for someone to help them. Now, this fifth task involves accepting the permanence of the divorce. That means giving up the dream that the parents will reunite. And the last task to be accomplished is achieving realistic hope regarding relationships. And that's saying that adolescents need to come in the end to believe that they themselves are capable of establishing meaningful relationships and not be obsessed with fears over their ability to love and care for one another, stemming from the divorce of their parents. Now, when adolescents do not succeed in handling these tasks, intra and interpersonal difficulties are sure to arise.